Robbie Draco Rosa, who is simply known as Draco Rosa, burst onto the scene in the mid-1980s in a boy band that you might have heard of. Menudo was a hugely popular teen group that was known for retiring their singers at the ripe age of 16. Once Draco left Menudo, he began a prolific songwriting career, including writing hit songs for his close friend and fellow Menudo alum, Ricky Martin. He's the songwriter behind La Vida Loca and She Bangs, just to name a few. But Draco has also managed to have a very successful career as a solo artist, very different stylistically from his pop songwriting. In 1996, Draco Rosa released his classic album, Vagabundo, which Billboard magazine has named as one of the 50 greatest Latin albums of the past 50 years. In 2011, Draco Rosa was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer. Though he beat it, he relapsed again in 2013. And he was declared cancer-free a second time in 2014. And this has given him a new perspective on life, one that's influenced his latest album, Monte Sagrado. Here, in his own words, is Draco Rosa.
My name is Draco Rosa. I mostly consider myself a songwriter, and then I've gotten better at singing. I started music early in a group called Menudo.
Menudo, the Puerto Rican singing group, made its big splash across the United States, becoming something of a phenomenon.
Hi, we are Menudo, and he's Ricky.
And he's Robbie.
It's a singing group that you were in at a certain age and out at a certain age.
You know, it's the right thing to do because they gave me a chance to be, and I should be nice and give somebody else a chance, right?
And it was exciting. You know, we started first shows at Radio City Music Hall. I was, the first member to actually quit. And I quit not because I was unhappy, touring and getting paid and all that, just because I wanted to start writing songs. And I wrote my first decent song, I thought, at 16. The beginnings of a decent song, anyway. I actually recorded it, the first album, 1993's Frio. So I write songs, so what does that mean? You know, I sit and I'll sit at the drums and write, I'll sit at the piano and write, I'll play guitar and write. But my thing is songwriting. I love putting words together, I love collaborating. We all thought at home that I was gonna come to New York and try to get into Juilliard and hone in on what I guess natural ability thing, right? But you start early, left home early, and you know, the universe said, well, this is your path. My dad was big on classical music and salsa. That was his thing. My mom was the other side, about the Beatles. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. Stevie Wonder. I grew up listening to The Who, Zeppelin, Sly Stone. I'm a consumer of music, right? And then within that, those parameters of what you've consumed and what you can handle, you make music. Getting to Vagabundo. Initially, I was had the privilege of meeting Tomas Munoz. I presented some poetry, some drawings and paintings, and some music, and he gave me a deal based on that. At this point, you know, we already had, you know, huge hits on the other side as a songwriter, like La Vida Loca. And so they were like, well, you know, Draco this time is going to give us this marketable sort of pop mainstream thing. And I said, sure, right? Because I just wanted to go record. And I thought maybe at that moment, you know, yeah, I could do that for myself. But you know what happens is I spend time with myself and I start getting real. place. And I started feeling bad about it. So I write him a long letter saying, like, I understand if you want to pull the plug. You know, I'm not probably going to deliver the album that you're expecting. If he writes back, yeah, hey, you know, you need to be yourself. Like, I'm here for you. I deliver it. And I went to see my mom in Florida. And then the bad news came that, you know, everybody hated the album. And they thought it was strange. Nobody was getting it. And they thought it was dark. Those meetings went on for a while. And they were going to drop me from the label. There's all this talk on one day. I'm crushed at home. Why, you know, I'm thinking. I did all the right things in my mind. You know, I was myself. I spoke to the guys. You know, I was honest about everything. In the end, they put the record out. As I was starting promotion in Mexico, everything was canceled. I show up with, you know, Cuban, two African Americans and a Puerto Rican ready to hit Madre Tierra on live TV. We had all these interviews set up and shows, and it was all canceled, just like that. So it was a tough ride up. I'm hanging in there, but a little of a depression and concern about what's going on, not understanding. But I show up to Colombia, to Rock al Parque, and to my surprise, people are singing. You know? And I remember I showed up devastated by everything that happened pre that show, you know. And then I found this crowd that was singing along. I think that was a nice turning point. It gave me a little strength to stick with it. And it's amazing because, you know, 21 years later, last year I was at Rock al Parque and there was 120,000 people singing the songs. And so here we are, 22 years later. Some of the news that came out was on Billboard was the, you know, top 50 most important Latin Spanish. One of them is Vagabundo. And then I had, as a writer-producer with Ricky in that list, I was like, well, this is amazing, you know, that these two extremes, total opposite things, can be on these top 50s. You know, when I look back on some of the recordings, like, what was important was the craft, trying to build these songs. Like, how do you get this to matter to other people other than yourself? Since day one, one of the things my grandmother was like, you believe in yourself, you stick to your passion, and that thing will take care of you. I had fallen ill, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. The first time was a little harder. I said, you start asking why. By shutting down a lot of things, you know, you keep things to yourself. You have a certain anger, a certain thing that you walk with. Second time I had cancer, because I had the relapse 7 months later, then I was like, I forgave myself. And one of the things that happened, I found gratitude in my worst moment, and that began to eliminate fear, the doubt, the confusion. So all that uncertainty started to go away. I felt a little bit of peace. And I also have learned the positivity. I have to work at it, you know, change that chip. Don't forget that you're just a very lucky guy. You were able to get your head off the pillow today. That means you can be king of the world. And what I mean is, you go and do what you want. You're okay. This album, Monte Sagrado, is the product of me feeling a certain vitality that I could not turn my back on. It talks about death and can't avoid talking about this. And deep down inside, you know, the thread that is firm, and that it's just an appreciation for a certain aesthetic in life. Then it transcends even that, because I think that every human, I think at the end of the day, ojalá, that we all end up in Monte Sagrado. After Monte Sagrado, I've had clarity to look back where I came in, where I started. Music, it's all the experience, the stories you hear, your own personal sufferings, your own personal trials and tribulations that sort of send you in a certain direction at a certain point in time. You hope that you coincide with the universe, right? And you hope that in the end you contribute something.
déjame acercarme a ti, sin ti no hay calma.
Draco Rosa's new album is Monte Sagrado. This year, he also re-released his classic album, Vagabundo, remastered for vinyl. Both are available now.